Good morning. I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And as we've been speaking about this morning, some people in times of economic crisis take refuge in entertainment. But the entertainment industry, particularly the sports sector of the entertainment industry, may not be positioned to take advantage of that. Joining us now is John Lombardo, who's a staff writer for Sports Business Journal. John, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Sports businesses are seeing some pretty disturbing trends in the ticket price and attendance numbers and purchasing of, products that are related to their various sports. Run down the list for us, will you?
Well, it's interesting because it's always been a recession-proof industry. And, you know, Major League Baseball was short of their projections this year. There's just been a number of teams who are struggling to sell tickets. Even in the bulletproof NFL, there's a concern about hitting revenue numbers. Teams are seeing a drop in some very lucrative sponsorships. Golf, obviously, with so close ties to financial services, is very, very concerned about what's going to happen to their revenues. So there's, for the first time, there's really a counter to the recession-proof sports area.
And it's happening on both sides. I mean, the NFL, it's more of a retail trade issue where you're talking about retailers and eyeballs. For golf, it's much more of a sponsorship advertising issue where people buy ads on programs or actually sponsor the events. Both are affected, it sounds like, equally.
Yeah, it is. You know, one-third of all golf tournaments are sponsored or entitled by financial services companies. And that's a big dependence. You know, you combine that, you know, it's interesting, in the same year that ratings, sort of a double whammy, Tiger Woods, you know, gets injured and ratings are down by a third because of his absence, and then you've got this big concern about the drop-off in spending among financial services who are so heavily involved with the PGA.
Maybe
so there's real cause for concern here.
Maybe what'll happen, John, is that they'll have, like, the Paulson Classic, you know, somewhere out in, like,
right,
Palm Springs.
I think short-term there's some concerns. Long-term, I think there is a sense that, you know, golf and businesses are so, golf and the financial services business is so closely aligned that I think there will be some recovery, but it's certainly under siege right now.
Let's talk NASCAR for a moment. They like to position themselves as the largest sporting event, or the sporting event with the biggest number of fans in the world and the largest sort of attendance events. What are their troubles?
Well, the troubles are, you know, it costs a lot of money to drive to these big, huge tracks, right? $4 a gallon gas. There's big concerns about, you know, all the fans driving and spending at the tracks. So what NASCAR is trying to do locally is to counteract, you know, discounting a lot of services at the track, working with local hotels. But there's a major concern about, you know, the people just not having the economic strength to try to get to the track and spend all that money it takes to get there.
So before we go, John, is it possible that this economic trend that you're describing could affect, not possible, the Yankees? I mean, they're going to move into a new stadium next year with ticket prices way, way above what they've been. It's possible that may be like the sourest note in Yankee history. What do you think?
I think that would be an unbelievably sour note. I don't think it's going to happen. I think that, you know, given the Yankees franchise, given that they're selling very long-term deals, I don't think that they're going to be hit particularly hard as other properties.
So they will be able to defend their price. What about baseball franchises elsewhere, the Brewers?
There's concern about ticket sales for next year. Yeah. I mean, here in Chicago, I'm in Chicago. Here,
well,
the
hey,
White
in
Sox.
Chicago, we can't talk about Chicago.
Yes,
not today.
Sorry.
John
there
Lombardo,
are,
thanks for joining us. Yeah. Staff writer for Sports Business Journal talking about economic woes in the sports industry.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.